the Russia-Ukraine war.
Blog Talk Radio.
The photos capture the terrible human cost of the Russian invasion. The exhibit will begin on April 28th. Johnny Depp is addressing evidence submitted in a defamation trial against his ex-wife.
I mean that now.
You can't say that you carried cocaine in that box?
No, but it looks like it would fit some cocaine.
Amber Heard's attorney presented a photo of a table with wine, whiskey, and lines of cocaine from March 2013 after Depp had fallen off the wagon. Asked if he would have whiskey some mornings, Depp responded, "Isn't happy hour anytime?" Accused high school shooter Ethan Crumbly has a tentative trial date. Crumbly's accused of shooting and killing four students at Oxford High School just outside of Detroit in November. Crumbly appeared in court this morning, and the judge said his trial will begin September 6th. A third suspect at a shooting at a South Carolina shopping mall is in custody. Columbia police say Amari Sincere Jamal Smith turned himself in Wednesday. He was charged with attempted murder, 9 counts of assault, and unlawfully carrying a pistol. More airlines are giving banned passengers a second chance. United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby talked with the Today Show about the decision.
We didn't ban any of those customers for life. And some of them will be banned for life for bad behavior. But customers that simply refuse to wear a mask, what we told them is, you can't fly United until the mask mandate is over. If you're not going to wear a mask, you can't fly.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Marty Whitaker, host of the Healthy by Nature show. As our name implies, we should be healthy if we give the body everything it needs for optimum function and we don't gum up the works with excesses it can't handle. Our nationally known guests help us learn how to achieve that balance using the best of nature and science.
Healthy by Nature, Thursdays at 7 a.m. Learn more at hbnshow.com. That's hbnshow.com. And let's go ahead and take a look now at your Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly heavier rains this morning, tapering off to scattered showers by this afternoon. High temperatures around 54, 55 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers with partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 41, 42. For Friday, partly sunny skies. High temperatures about 65, 56. Friday night, mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 43. For the weekend, mostly sunny skies for Saturday. Highs around 59. Lows around 44. With clouds and a chance of rain for Sunday. Highs around 57.
Hello, my name is Marie Manucherry. I'm an energy intuitive author and host of Where Energy and Medicine Meet. During the show, I answer callers' questions, intuitively, of course, and provide invaluable guidance. I also interview others who I believe are on the leading edge of thought. Tune in on Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on 1150 a.m. in Seattle or live wherever you are at energyintuitive.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McPhilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life flat. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, this is a great show. This is a show I do with Annette Regolo, and this is about enlightened environments. Now, here's what I want to say about this before we even get going. You know, if you would have told me a year ago that I would be looking at the physicality of my life. Like, you know, we know what we've gone through with COVID, relationships were still going through it. We know all that. But if you would have told me that I would now have a new sensor, a new awareness on the physical environment, I would have probably said to you, yeah, I get it, but kind of not. So this morning what happened was I'm doing a show from one of our conference studios here, and I realized that right across the hall is where we had set that up. And all of a sudden, it didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. And I said to Jessica, I said, look, I can't explain it. So there were two things I did today. I said, I can't explain it, but I want to move out of that room, and I want to move in this room. And she didn't even blink. She didn't even ask me why. It had nothing to do with the view, although this is facing in a different direction. But it had something to do with just a feeling. Now, I don't know what that means, but today, get ready for this. The energy is depleting you and your environment. They are real. Today, and it's going to take us on a journey how we learn the various energies that are creating stress in our home. They deplete our energy. And we're going to talk about what that means, stress, because a lot of times you may be thinking, oh, it's this really heavy thing. For me, it was enough to know that I've been doing my show in that room for months, and all of a sudden today, it hit me. There was something about it that hit me today. Annette, great to have you on the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Dr. Pat. Great to be here again. I'm excited.
Well, let's talk about this, your show, Enlightened Environments. And let's talk a minute about what you do, why you do it, and we're going to get into how you do it during the show. But look, you are a soul guide. You're a global teacher. You're an environmental healer. You're an author, a speaker. You're all of those things. But you're also extremely skilled, expert, actually, in the energies. And it could be an energy of a room. I mean, we don't need to judge like, oh, I got this really bad energy in my kitchen. Yeah, if you feel like you got a really bad energy, you know, what is it that could be going on in that space? What do you need to do? But look, you're a master instructor for inner diamond meditation. You're a diamond dowsing. All of that, you teach people all of this. But this is what I know today. I had to move. Out of all the busyness we had, I had to move 10 feet from there to here.
That's amazing.
Right? I don't know if I'd have been that aware of it if I hadn't been talking to you. But sometimes people want to overanalyze it. Let's talk about these energies in our environment, what they could feel like. For me, it was just like, I just have to move across the hall. Maybe it's the direction, right? Help me out here.
All right. So I break the energies down that are depleting us into two categories. There are earth energies, natural phenomena on the earth, and there's man-made energy. So let's talk about the earth energy first, okay? So there is something called geopathic stress. Geopathic stress is underground water, it's fault lines, it's something under the surface of the earth that we cannot see, but it's affecting us and it creates stress on our bodies. So, for instance, a really simple story. I love stories.
I do too.
So this is the kind of stuff that geopathic stress does. It doesn't allow us to heal. It doesn't allow us to go into a deep sleep. So people that have trouble sleeping sometimes it's geopathic stress. But this one, I've done a lot of dowsing in the last 12 years. This one home I went into, there was a geopathic stress line coming through the bed, the lower part of the bed. And whoever sleeps on the side of the bed where it's hitting absorbs much of the energy. So it was going through this guy's lower leg, right? So I'm asking, it's like, oh, what's going on with your leg? Something's got to be going on because it was so strong. And she basically said, well, I had this tattoo a year and a half ago, and it's never healed. It kept getting infected. And I'm going, well, there's the geopathic stress. It doesn't allow us to heal. So cure the geopathic stress. Within 2 weeks, this tattoo is healed. So it's a really simple visual story of what happens with geopathic stress.
Yeah. It's really fascinating, though, because, you know, I always prepare for shows, right? Now, Benny will tell you, I used to prepare by going through 4 or 5 binders that I would bring into the studio. Now I don't do that much anymore, but I still really think about and prepare and get ready. And I was looking at today and in the fact that we are going to talk about energies. And let me ask you this question, right? We talked about our environments, right, whether they support us or deplete us. We did that in previous shows, right? But this idea of energy, that is the key for me. It's critical. You see, there's nothing wrong with that room. That's like our fancy dancy room across the hall, right? It's got great furniture, great paintings. It has nothing to do with that. The only thing I could think of was my awareness now in prepping for this show and just tuning in to an energy and knowing enough because I've been listening to you to make a move today.
So funny.
But this room, it's like I didn't really have the details on how this room would feel, right? But I knew that there was something heavier there, right? I moved to this room, and I've got 3 windows across that you can't see it, so the light's coming in here. Yeah. We put up the green screen, which we're still working on, but it is a lighter energy. Let me ask you this. Everything is energy, but yet we do not look at energy in our space that it affects us, right?
Right. So you're right. Everything is energy. So, and not all energy is this high, wonderful, uplifting energy. It's like this planet is billions of years old, right? Humanity has been on this planet for who knows how long, millions of years. But we've created, there's damage that has happened to the Earth. We've created density. We've created karma through wars, through fighting, all of the stuff that we've done. All of this creates energy, right? So let's talk about another earth energy that's really important to know about. So the earth has a physical body. It also has an etheric body. Just like us, we have a physical body, we have an etheric body. So the earth has this etheric body that's created by ley lines. It's made up of ley lines. So you've probably heard of ley lines. There's swallows that follow it to go to, as they move, they migrate. Ducks follow it. Geese follow these ley lines. So these ley lines, when they cross and make a perfect 90-degree angle, if they're connected to the earth, it creates this wonderful positive vortex, this beautiful uplifting energy. And that's probably what you were drawn into as you moved into this space. Like, oh, this place feels good. It feels uplifting.
Yeah.
When these ley lines move or shift and they move out of that 90-degree angle, it creates what's called a negative vortex. And it's this downward spiral energy that if people are sleeping in it, working in it, it just pulls them into their deepest, darkest self. And people will have nightmares, night terrors, depression, anxiety because of this energy.
I want to ask you this as a follow-up question.
Yes.
Because I want to talk about the impact that you're so, you are like the expert on this. And you have those words that explain it to people. I just walk in and I say, like, the energy's off. Like, and I say, well, what do you mean? Right? I mean, because I don't really know. But I will tell you recently, I've become more acutely aware of it, right? I've been more acutely aware of it. Maybe because, you know, I'm so aware of my own place now that I moved into a year ago. It's been a year. Linda will say the same thing. She says, I've got to do this here. I got to do something here in our own home. But yet, if you walked in there, you'd see this beautifully decorated place, but yet she knows there's something there. And, you know, I have another family member that, as I mentioned to you earlier, lost someone in their family and doesn't know anything about what we're talking about, but it may be underneath this. I made a statement the other day, and I would love for you to comment on it. What I said was, look, we just don't feel it. But if we have an animal friend, right, a dog, a cat, I think they feel it. I don't know. Is that true? Did I just make that up, or is that a true statement?
That is an absolutely true statement.
Yes.
So our animal friends have a purpose. So the cats, actually, they're here, and they're in service. So our animal friends are in service. They're in the process of their own evolution, right? So the cats come in, and they know how to absorb negative energy. So I always tell people, watch where your cats lay. If they constantly lay in one place, there might be some negative energy in that place. Okay. Dogs bring us positive energy. So they need positive energy in their environment in order to absorb it and bring it to us. So there's a house I doused a few years ago. They had two dogs. And every morning, the dogs would run out and lay in the driveway for 4 hours and wouldn't move. I found out when I doused the house that there were two negative vortexes in the house. There was no positive energy there.
Wow.
The place that they ran to lay in for 4 hours every morning was a positive vortex. So they would lay there, absorb all the energy that they could before they could come back in the house. So I have changed the two negative vortexes to a positive. And after I doused, they still ran out to the driveway, would lay there for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and they were fine. They didn't need to absorb all of that positive energy. So our animals, if we watch what's going on with our animals, they will show us where there's positive and negative energy.
Yeah.
There's one other story that's coming up. It was so funny. So one house I doubt, they had a positive vortex in their closet, which is a really weird place to have it, right?
I was just thinking that, but, yeah. I just had a moment of that.
We don't know where the positive vortexes are before we build a house. I'm helping people identify them now. But so anyway, they have a positive vortex in their closet. Their dog, they had a dog, and it constantly wanted to lay in the closet. And it's like, why are you laying in the closet? But once they understood that there was a positive vortex there, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Lay in the closet.
Yeah. And, you know, you're so right about that. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, first of all, I want to let people know, not only do you – let's remind people what dowsing is, but not only that is something you do, but you teach people. You know, you have classes that you start – I mean, you're so amazing at transferring your knowledge to people. And I took a look at this and I said, wow, she's like, when is she doing that? Oh, she's doing that the 29th. Oh, wow, that's cool. When she's doing, so you are not just somebody that says, bring me into your home or bring me into your space and whatever that is. You're also transferring this knowledge. Tell us about that, because for me, there may be people that hear the word douse and don't really understand it, but we're going to get into that, right, in a minute.
Yeah.
But this is also about talking and teaching, too.
Yes, I love to teach.
Yeah.
So, I look at it as it's empowering others to take care of their own environment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Once you know how to douse, you can check in with the energy of your own house. I have all of my children's homes are doused. One of the focuses when the dousing program was created by Murray Diamond was that there be a douser in every family. So let's go back to dousing.
Please, for a minute.
Dousing, I have a really simple definition of dousing. It's basically a technique, and you can use a pendulum, dousing rods, twigs, whatever. It's a technique that helps you find things that you cannot see with your physical eyes. So the energy in your space, you cannot see with your physical eyes, but your dowsing rods, when you learn how to douse, it will, depending on the questions you ask, you learn how to ask the very specific questions, and it, your dowsing rods respond and gives you the information that you need in order to find and cure this negative energy in your space.
Yeah, I love this topic. Okay, before we go further, I've mentioned so many things, classes, but people don't know how to find out about you. And by the way, you all out there, let me just say this. Anytime we do a show, like Annette, it's right here now. You have questions. You have something going on in your space. You don't even know what it is. You don't have to know what it is. We've opened up the phone lines for those of you out there to call in. If you're over at Facebook, go ahead and type something in. We'll get your questions on here. We'll get things addressed. 1-800-930-2819. And before we even go in a little bit further, because, you know, I want to talk more about energy and the impact of it in a minute. But would you give people the best way that they can find out about you? Now, I'm on your website, so that's how I know about the Mount Shasta Retreat and Diamond Dowsing Basic Virtual Class. But tell them how they can find all that out.
So my website is AnnetteRugolo.com.
Yes. And for those of you out there, please, Annette is offering a lot of information. Like when you go and you look at the About page on Annette's site, you're going to see everything that I briefly mentioned about her. But I want to just say this. Let me just read this from your site, and then let's go into the energy part of it. There is an inner peace that we start finding when we start collecting our soul pieces back. Now, I don't have the knowledge you have, but I will say this. Since I started doing this show 20 years ago, this has been an educate. I'm a student. That's what I am. I am a student. Some people call me a catalyst. I am a gatherer of a lot of knowledge and an expert of very few, except how to put a network together and how to mentor people on doing a show. That I'm going to
ask. Thank you.
But what I've noticed is, and I want to talk to you about this, you know, right here, is energy depleting us in our environment. I just want to say this, because let's talk story. Energy depleting in our environment. Some people think, you know what, oh, my energy at the office is so bad, and then they go home and they don't feel any better. But energy gets depleted, and we think it is everything, but perhaps that lamp that came from an amp that you could not tolerate, and you still have it in your, I'm just making that up. I don't have any of those, but I did at one point. But you see, we don't really know how to pinpoint it. How do we help people in this journey say, it's okay if you don't know, but how do you feel? Are you feeling depleted? So define for us what energy depletion may look like.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say on this subject, Dr. Pat, is, over the years, as I've talked to people, a lot of people, they spend a lot of time, energy, and money thinking it's them.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I teach classes for, and this is my passion, is to help people understand that a third of what's happening for them, so your environment affects a third of your law of attraction, for one thing. So once people become aware of the energy of their space, now it shifts. And once they learn how to find and cure that energy, do some space clearing, releasing this old emotional energy, mental energy, spirits, all of that can exist in a space. And one of the things, let me go here with this.
Sure.
So when I doubt somebody's space, and this helps people understand how it's degrading their energy. So every one of us has an energy, and I ask, what is it, you know, I go into a home, I'm working with the owner, what is this person's energy level? So I'm going to just throw out a number, plus 28, right? So their energy is plus 28. They've done a lot of spiritual work. They've done a lot of healing, inner work. It's brought their vibration up. Now I measure the energy of their home, and it's a plus 8, for instance. So now I can tell people, here is where you're vibrating. Your house is vibrating at a plus 8. It's taking a lot of your energy to stay above the energy of your house. And our homes are so big. So now it's like it depletes us. It pulls our energy down. The dowsing, as I find and cure geopathic stress lines, negative vortexes, interference lines, there's a few other lines there that I will talk about. So I bring the energy of their house above their energy. Now we have this huge space energetically supporting us. Now it's like, and this is where people go on vacation. They go to Stonehenge, Avery, Sedona, Machu Picchu, mountaintops, and they feel like expansive and aligned and vibrant. And they come home and it's like, they close up and they wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
So there's places on the earth that are already at this high vibration that we're drawn to. And it's important right now that we have that same energy in our own homes so we can have this available day in and day out. We don't have to go on vacation to get it.
Yeah. And, you know, this is really why this is so important. I want to just, mention this, and when we come back for break, we'll talk about it more.
Yeah.
I alluded to the fact earlier in the show that, you know, I talk to a lot of friends, family, listeners that call into the show, and there is a reoccurring theme. And the reoccurring theme is this, they don't say my energy is being depleted, but after about 5 minutes, right, of listening, I have a little bit more awareness these days. You can sense that's what they're talking about. As a matter of fact, I had a conversation with Linda about it the other day. And I realized something very interesting, and I don't have a solution for it and yet. And that is, we have to be able to at least be our own detectives. We have to know when that's happening. Then we also have to have a way that we can say, well, maybe it's not my uncle. Maybe there's something in this environment, because every time I walk here, this is how I feel. And this is really important. It's about the stress lines that we're dealing with in our homes and in our workspace and other places. I mean, I don't know what there is across the hall in that room. I just know today, for whatever reason, I had Jessica pack everything up and move it across the hall and get on a ladder and put up the screens, the whole thing today. Why today for me? Why was it today? What happened today where that was the last straw? We're going to take a short break in that. Before we go to break, give us your website again. And when we come back, we're going to help all of you. How do you detect it? And what can you do? Is there something you can do outside of selling your home? Yes, we're going to talk about that. But what's your website, Annette? Let's tell people how they can find out more about you.
It's Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com.
When we come back, and again, we're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. So what if I said to you all that no matter what room you walk into, energetically, it should put a smile on your face? What if I said that to you, energetically? You don't have to walk around smiling, but what if I said that, energetically put a smile on your face? You know, what is it about that that may be so true? And what is it about that you can learn from Annette when we come back? Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Maine, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the Earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. You know, I love having these conversations with Annette. I mean, since the last time we talked, I sort of like came more aware of even my space in my home and what I'm drawn to, you know, just about that. I'm not quite sure with the solution. I'm going to have to work with her more directly on that, but I've been more aware. You know, why is it, you know, in my home, I have a room that I can watch TV, and yet I will go into this 9x10 room that has two large pieces of exercise equipment and a chair, put all my spiritual things, and I will sit there and watch something on a small little screen. That's what we're talking about today. You don't need to know everything. But Annette, right, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this depletion. And I, during the break, I just said to you, it was more than just the energy in that space. It was, since I moved here this morning and I work from the studio room often, like Benny has a studio, right? I'll work from here often. I made four major decisions. I canceled one meeting, made a decision about staffing on another, and everybody, Linda's like, what happened to you? Did you like have a protein drink? Tell everybody what happened to me. I didn't have a protein drink, though.
So that was what you're describing, and I've seen this over and over again every time I go to somebody's house. You have to look at, again, everything is energy, but I look at brain waves, right? So our homes, our spaces have brain waves. And the higher the brain wave, our brain waves of our home, first of all, affect our brain waves. So like beta would be a very chaotic space. That would be a negative vortex or a lot of geopathic stress lines. So we're in this space of beta, and it affects our own brain waves to the point that we cannot see solutions. We cannot problem solve our life. So we raise the vibration of your house to a theta or delta brainwave, and now that's affecting your brainwaves, and it's like there's this expansion, there's this solution that opens up, and all of a sudden it's like you see things clearly. You're energized. You're motivated, you're inspired, and that's the kind of energy that happens when you simply shift the vibration of your home or your space, a room.
Yeah. Well, I got a question that just came in, and let's just see if we can get it on the table here. It's perfect. Hi there. Yes, perfect topic for today. Annette, can you please address what happens sometimes if you can't change the room, like Dr. Patcha said, you can't change from one room to the other. That is your room. I'm especially talking about my workspace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, workspace is a big thing, right?
Yeah. So I have a solution on my website for those kinds of situations. There is something on my website under products and under the store. It's called a quantum energy ring. So a quantum energy ring is 100% copper. It's activated with light frequencies. So it's a movable positive vortex is basically what it is. So I had somebody, this was just a couple years ago, she had to move from one office to another. And the office that they moved her to, she instantly felt heavy energy. She hated it, right? So she bought a medium energy ring, sat on it, and I call it creating a force field. So you're sitting in this high vibrational frequency, and it filters out all of the energy in your space. So for people that can't change their physical space or the energy of their space in an office or a cubicle, that's the perfect solution. Okay.
Yeah.
People purchasing those that are affected by airplane energy, so they're sitting on this medium energy ring or small energy ring in an airplane, so they're not taking on all of that airplane energy.
Yeah. You know, I love that we have this solution for it, because a lot of times, and let's just address this for a minute if we could, a lot of times we cannot pinpoint it. We don't go to energy, right? We'll come up with something else. Everything is energy. I think we are so underestimating the impact. And one of the things I wanted you to talk about here, right, was, you know, what are these other stress lines that we're dealing with in our homes? And let me just throw something out that somebody said to me the other day. They actually wanted me to do a show. They wanted me to bring a panel together to do a show because in their world, their home did not change per se, but the past 3 years of their adjustment, working from home, kids being at home, all of that. And, you know, what she was saying is, you know, there's got to be a way for us to understand this more because, you know, we're back in school, we're back in work, we're back in, and then I come home and I can still feel the COVID energy. That was her words. And I don't think that this is small. I think this is happening for a lot of people. She also went on to say this, and I'd love for you to talk about this. She also went on to say it is so obvious, but it's not obvious that what it is. She says what's obvious is we're down a lot here. We feel down. She says we feel down. And we look at each other and ask each other, are you okay? Are you okay? See, that is the insidious nature of negative energy.
So let's talk about that because that's huge because people have been in their homes for so long. So, and this isn't, so there's earth energies, there's man-made energy, but there's also the energy created by our own emotions, our thoughts. So think about being in a house for 2 years in fear, worry, anger, sadness. All of these emotions that we have created in this space for the last 2 years, it's like I see them or feel them as clouds of energy.
Mm.
I call it energetic dust, right? So once we create those emotions, those thoughts, that energy hangs around in our spaces. So I've worked with realtors over the years, and there's something in the realtor world called divorce homes, and this is exactly what we're talking about. So there's a couple, for however long they lived in that house, there was arguing, there's resentment, there's anger, grief, all of that. They create all of that energy. They move out, leave all of that energy behind. Another couple moves in. Within 2 or 3 years, they're divorced.
Mm-hmm.
They move out. Another couple moves in. And by now, it's labeled a divorce home. But it's that energy in that space that was created by that first couple that the next couples is affecting them.
Yeah.
And right now, because of all of this energy that we've created in our homes for the last 2 years with COVID, that's hanging out there, and it's called space clearing. So that's part of the class that I teach of how to release that energy so it's not bringing us down, or again, we're using our energy to stay above it.
Yeah.
We have to clear it out.
You know, what's interesting about this is everybody has a different sense, right? What may affect me, what may have an impact on me, may not have an impact on Linda or Jessica or anybody else. It's really fascinating to watch it. And, you know, I have this beautiful place I live in, and I'm working on the backyard and building gardens and things like that. But in the backyard, there's a really interesting thing. It, like, slopes down, and then it slopes, and then there is almost like an 8-foot in diameter. It's not a hole, but you could tell there was something there. And Joe told me that what was there was, it used to be sand, so the kids would play. But every time I look at it, I can't stop thinking of what I want to fill it with or what I want to create it with or what I, and you know, it's fascinating because Linda's looking at me like, oh my gosh, it's like not a big thing, Pat. You know, we cut the grass, it's not a big thing. And so, number one, I stopped talking about it with her. But that does not mean that every time I look at it, I have the same feeling about it.
So it's And this is what dowsing, learning how to douse.
Yeah.
You learn how to ask questions. Like, what is the energy created in this space? And then from once you know if it's like, is it energy from an event that happened there? Okay. Or is it geopathic stress that's affecting that area? Now you have the answers and a way to cure it, to transform that energy. I don't know if we talked about this last time. I don't think we did, but geopathic stress, for instance, in the yard.
Yes. Let's
right?
talk about that, because I was just going to get ready to that, to okay. really talk about those other ways that might be affecting our energy. Go ahead.
So the geopathic stress in the yard on our properties. So there's been houses that I've gone to, and I doused geopathic stress for the whole property, not just for the house. So geopathic stress on a property, I don't know how many times I saw like a dead tree or a hole that was dug, and it's like, and there's a geopathic stress going through there, right? So a young tree planted in a geopathic stress line cannot thrive. And this, I remember this one owner, it was their third tree that they planted in that spot trying to get it to live. And they're thinking, I don't know, I don't have a green thumb, right? But it's not that. It's the fact that they were planting it in a geopathic stress line, and that stress was too much for that young tree, and it couldn't survive, right? So, and then the other thing with geopathic stress, and this is something that you can start looking at in your own home, ants, spiders, mosquitoes travel on geopathic stress lines. So every time there's an ant problem in a home, I would say 95% of the time, there is a geopathic stress that the ants are simply following that geopathic stress line. The fact that it's going through your home, well, your home's in the way, right? And once we cure that geopathic stress, the ants don't have a line to follow. The ant problem stops.
Yeah.
Same with spiders.
I love it. You know, on your website, I just want to mention this. One of the most interesting articles I've downloaded from your site, and by the way, I should mention this to everybody, if you go to go over to Annette's site, right, let's give out your website again, but also on there, there are things you have people can have for free, right? And also you can schedule time, but you have an article on there called 8 Ways Your Home is Talking to You, right? And so these are things that you've made available for people. Tell everybody listening the best way for them to go and get these, right? This is really, this one here, 8 Ways Your Home is Talking to You, that is so insightful, that right there.
Yeah, I love that. So my website is Annette Rugolo, RUGOLO.com. And there's a page I created called Enlightened Environments. So go to that page, there's some free stuff. And I'm really passionate about educating people about their environments. It's like we have to start becoming aware of the energy around us.
Yeah. You know, I was reading through this, and you addressed this so beautifully in what you just said, but I couldn't help but think about this because, you know, you're right. Ants, when they come in, they decide this is the pathway I'm gonna little march along that line, right? It's the pathway. In the house I moved from, my friends used to call me the spider whisperer, right? And that has nothing to, I don't kill them, I take them outside, but there were so many of them, right? But now I'm looking at this from a different lens from what you just shared, right? From those type of things. But if we don't tune in, so to speak, our energy could really get depleted. I mean, depleted in a way that I don't think people realize.
Yeah.
We're talking about, I can't get off the couch, I can't get up in the morning. I mean, there's just so many examples of this. What have you seen?
I've seen, especially after COVID, right? So This is, I'm going to talk a little bit about the other work I do, the inner diamond.
Yes.
So it's really important that we keep our own vibration uplifted through our, through meditation, through prayer, through centering, whatever works for everybody. But it's also important to stay energetically protected. So one of the things that's on the page is a guided meditation. It's called the Tooth of Light. And it calls in this royal blue frequency. It's a frequency that filters out the lower vibrational energies. And right now, because there's so much anger, there's so much fear, chaos, there's so much emotional energy created in this country, in the world right now. It's really important that we filter that energy out to keep ourselves in a good, uplifted space. Okay? So that would be, I think, the first thing I would recommend for people. And I always tell people, try it for a week. See how you feel. See if there's any a difference. So you get your own energy protected, and then you start becoming aware of the energy in your environment and look at, you know, doing some space clearing. There's lots of information on the website about space clearing. I have a class coming up as well, but it's, we need to clear out this energy and begin transforming it so we can come back to ourselves, to what we're here to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, part of this, too, is this is the first step, and I think you talked about this in previous shows, but I want to remind people, you know, a lot of times in it, when we feel depleted or down a cord, as I like to say, we're so quickly to blow it off, right? Like, I can handle it. But what we don't realize is, especially if it's like you're talking about, if it's from the environment or it's from a stress fault or stress line, right, that it's not going to really go away until you do something about it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I know that that can take its toll on people in addition to everything else that's going on. And what is the best way for people to call you, to really talk about, to do a constant consult with you? Because what I want to say to everybody that's listening today is you don't have to know what it is. You just have to know I feel depleted, like me. You just have to know today I could not do one more broadcast from that space. You just have to know it. And easy solution, go from there to here, 10 feet, not even, right? And that's what people really need to know, because that's why you're here. You're to help kind of be the private detective, so to speak, to really figure it out and provide them a solution. What is the best way for people to do that? Because I think you also do consults with people and organizations and space.
Yeah. So there is, I'm pretty sure it's on the Enlightened Environment page. There is a link for a free 20-minute consultation. And you can just schedule free consultation with me, and we can talk about what's going on, and I can help you find solutions.
Yeah. I want to ask you something. I was just rereading over your journey, and, you know, you started coming out, so to speak, in around 1999, 2000, and then went on to study with Marie Diamond, so to, you know, right, and study, prepare. I was so curious to know, what was it that got you pointed in that direction for your pathway?
That's a really good question. So part of it was I left a very unhealthy relationship.
Mm.
I stepped on my path. I started hearing... I think this is going to sound strange for some people, but my future self came to me at a certain point in my life, mm-hmm. and said, if you don't leave this relationship, you will be dead by the time you're 65. And I listened. So it's like I is one foot in front of the other, and one step took me to the next step, took me to the next step. And I remember, so there's two important messages I got. One was that, so I left the relationship, got healthy. I was very unhealthy at the time, on a physical level too. Went to massage school, started doing really a lot of holistic therapies, and started teaching yoga, Qigong, all of that kind of stuff. So then I went to a massage school in Virginia Beach, Edgar Cayce School of Massage. Really opened me up. Went back to Fargo. I was living in Fargo, North Dakota. Went to massage school for 7-8 months. Came back to Fargo, and I was thinking, I have to be somewhere else to continue my spiritual path, to really connect in with the teacher I wanted to connect in with. So I started looking at Boulder and Sedona and all these other, you know, high vibe places, right? So I did this for about a year, year and a half, spending, you know, spinning my wheels. I finally got a message one day. I remember exactly where I was in the kitchen, and I got this, again, a message saying, stay where you are, she'll come to you. About 6 months later, ended up at the Inner Diamond class and connected in with Marie Diamond, and it was Marie Diamond that I was waiting for. So part of it is just I listened to the messages I got, and from there, that's when it sped up. The Inner Diamond, I took the Inner Diamond first, 2005, I did the dowsing. Everything just unfolded in a beautiful way.
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to ask that question so that folks can understand a little bit about the journey that leads someone to the place where they really are in a life's path and become the expert in an arena that is so service for so many people. Because I think that the word energy now and our understanding of it, even if we don't really understand it, but to understand the impact of it has never been greater, and yet most people don't know what to do about it. And that's why your message and today and in the previous shows is so important, because there is a solution, isn't there?
Yes. That's what one of the things I firmly believe is, there is a solution for every one of our problems.
Yeah.
And we have to believe it. And I trust that.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you for today. This was so awesome, because the message we want to give people is it's not always you. See, we go and like, oh man, it must be me. And I'm like, no, what if it was just you in response to the energy? And, you know, to figure it out, please get a hold of Annette. Annette, thank you for today. I'd also like to know from you, again, your website, but I'd love to know your personal message and what you want to leave us with today.
Okay. My website is AnnetteRugolo.com. And a personal message, I would say, open your ears, open your eyes. Start being aware of the energy around you, and know that it's not just you. There's something else going on, and pay attention, listen.
Thank you so much for everything. One more time, let folks know how they can get those free articles I mentioned.
AnnetteRugolo.com, R-U-G-O-L-O. And looking forward to having you visit my website. If you have any questions, contact me.
Yeah, thank you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you, Benny Mathers, here for a look at your alternative talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Over on 405 northbound near the off-ramp to Northeast 124th Street, up there in North Bellevue and South Kirkland. There's a recent collision. Cars are blocking the right hand of the lane. Good thing no safe control and its response team have arrived and seen and are taking care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, the Mary Jane Mack Show, and it's all about the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Russia's economy is taking a big blow thanks to sanctions. It's what Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen claimed while talking to reporters during a global monetary summit in D.C. Yellen called it a campaign of maximum pain while also attempting to minimize the war's impact on the U.S. and allies. A recommendation for a fourth COVID shot for the public may not come until there's a clear strategy in place. Some on the CDC's independent vaccine expert panel said a booster every 4 to 6 months isn't a realistic public health goal. Dr. Sarah Long said we need to focus on preventing hospitalizations and death instead of hoping vaccines can prevent infections. A family handyman is accused of killing a New York City mother of two whose body was found in a duffel bag on the side of the road. Chief of Detectives James Essig said David Bedolla had gone to Orsolia Gall's home where they fought over their relationship.
A knife is brandished, a violent struggle ensues, resulting in our victim being stabbed ruthlessly and brutally in excess of 55 times.
Officials say Bonolo was intimately involved with Gall on and off for roughly 2 years, and she would hire him for odd jobs. Detectives are still waiting for forensic evidence, but says Bonolo received treatment for both hands at an area hospital and made incriminating statements. Johnny Depp is facing questioning from ex-wife Amber Heard's lawyer today. The attorney presented a photo of a table with wine, whiskey, and lines of cocaine from March 2013 after Depp had fallen off the wagon. Asked if he would have whiskey some mornings, he responded, "Isn't happy hour anytime?" Alec Baldwin's attorney is responding to a report that said his movie Rust violated workplace safety procedures. Lisa G reports.
New Mexico is issuing a nearly $140,000 fine for the accidental shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's attorney said the report exonerates Baldwin by making clear that he believed the gun held only dummy rounds.
You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Need a break from the sound bites and the talking heads? Do you want information you can actually use? Information that'll change your life for the better? Then listen to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will show you how to retire in 2 to 5 years. Your age doesn't matter. Turn off the pundits and turn on the passive income. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Tune in every Monday at 8 a.m., Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m., and Thursdays at noon, right here on KKNW.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to Alternative Talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly heavier rains this morning, tapering off to scattered showers by this afternoon. High temperatures around 54, 55 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers with partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures back down to about 41, 42. For Friday, partly sunny skies. High temperatures about 55, 56. Friday night, mostly cloudy skies. Lows down to about 43. For the weekend, mostly sunny skies for Saturday. Highs around 59. Lows around 44. With clouds and a chance of rain for Sunday. Highs around 57.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
On Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies.
Benny, we miss you, Benny.
Oh, we miss you, too. Big hugs.
We'll be back.
We'll be back
one day soon.
Anytime.
Okay, for those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she's a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you do not have to live in the state of Washington to become a client. And she has clients all over the United States, and we even have clients in Europe. She does a technique called the TAPS, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a way of muscle testing your body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are, and then recommends a whole food nutrition which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance.
And today we are talking about technology and why it is important to your, for your vibrant health. And we've talked about this subject numerous times, but it's an important one, and I think one that needs to be reviewed again. So with that, Mary Jane.
Thank you, Nancy. And you know, we keep talking about issues in the body and what's going on and how the body functions and the common things that we see, the gallbladder, there's a lot of, an awful lot of anxiety right now. And even as I'm thinking it with what's going on in the world, the stress and anxiety is beyond over the top affecting everyone. And then it affects the children, the young people in the house. It's like it's almost like there's no way out. They don't know where to go. Their body is so confused and so, like, shut down. So we want to talk about ways that can be changed, and it can be. I'm fortunate. I'm a member of the Master Circle, which is a chiropractic organization for practice management. I'm also part of the Winner Circle, which is a smaller group out of the Master Circle. And as part of that group, belonging to the Master Circle and attending seminars, and I have a coach every week, I am up to date with the very latest technology that I can bring to you that will make a difference to help you change your life. When I see what these guys are doing today, I mean, the chiropractic neurologists, they're just brilliant at what they do. They're making a huge difference in changing lives and improving the worst brain function or brain injury or trauma or any stress on the brain. They're making, like, huge strengths moving forward, helping these people. And at the seminars, they'll show videos of before and a time lapse of the improvement. It's absolutely phenomenal. And it's by using all this different technology. If you're just doing the same thing and you keep getting the same results, nothing's going to change. You have to step out of that box. And it's just that's the way you have to go. Like, you wouldn't go back to not having a cell phone. It's about technology. You're lost without it. Well, what the technology does is just improves your brain and improves your nervous system. So we'll talk more about that. But belonging to Master Circle, I am exposed, or I know the top guys in the country and what they do and what the results they get. And it's just phenomenal. So I want to share that with you today.
Well, I was reading, today we're going to talk about the resonance in the brain tap, which we've talked about before. But I think it's interesting. The brain is the most precious organ in your body. And even when other vital organs keep working, without brainwave activity, your body is an empty vessel. So that means it's disconnected from the brain. So it's about getting your body connected back up with your brain so everything is working again. And then when everything's connected to the brain, your body then has the ability to heal itself. But with that disconnection, you're just at a loss. I mean, we can do nutrition, which will help, but trying to get your body connected back up with that brain so that your vessel is now functioning. And that way you feel great, you're changing old patterns, and you're able to move forward and get rid of the stress and tension that we hold in our body. So I'm a firm believer. I mean, I'm lucky enough that Mary Jane is my mom. I'm lucky enough that I've been able to access this great technology. And let me say at first, when she mentions this stuff, I'm like, sometimes I just roll my eyes and go, okay, it's another new thing. But when you actually see the results and you can feel the results with these tools, the BrainTap and the Resomex, it truly is life-changing. And I'm not saying that because she's my mom. I'm saying it because I've seen it for myself and I've seen it for my dog. I use the Resomex on my dog, and when I BrainTap sometimes, I have the dog next to me. So we're connected that way. So it's about getting, I know we've talked about the brain a ton, but the brain is very important, and it's about, like I said, getting all your nerves and everything connected back up with that brain so that we can then be stress-free and more healthy.
Yeah, and we have talked a lot about the brain, but you know what? It is all about the brain, and that's what we should be talking about. It's like the brain. Today, if you're not talking about the brain and how to improve the brain, you're not going to get vibrant health. You're going to feel better and things are going to be okay, but you're going to keep going around in circles because you're in that pattern. Your brain is strange, and it just keeps doing the same thing, and it's because that's what your pattern is. So the tools like the brain tap and the Resonex is technology to actually change that brain pattern, rebuild the brain cells, and change how your brain is functioning. It's all about the vagus nerve and the parasympathetic. The vagus nerve drives the parasympathetic nervous system. Can you know about the sympathetic is when you're fight and flight, like you're scared to death, now you're running all the time. Well, some people are stuck in that all the time. You cannot heal in that when you're in sympathetic. When the parasympathetic is the healing, it has to be balanced. When the parasympathetic takes over, then your body can heal. And then the other part of the nervous system is the hormonal. So that's like your adrenal, your pituitary. So if that is taking over, that affects your metabolism, it affects your whole energy. You're not very happy. So everything has to be in balance. And we now are doing what's called a heart rate variability test. So that heart rate variability was developed by BrainTap. So we got this technology, it's software, and you actually can scan a person, it takes less than 5 minutes, and it shows exactly where their brain is, how it's functioning, where your metabolism is,
how your organs are, your spine,
your vibration.
So it's been a lot of fun to be able to scan myself, see where I'm at, and then what I've done is I've done my Resonex, I've done another brain tap, and then I did another scan to see the difference of where I was versus what these two pieces of technology can actually do to change your body in an extremely short amount of time. And we have clients who think they're great. You know, they feel good. They think they're on the right track. But at the same time, they've come in and got their HRV done, and they were fried. Oh, I didn't realize I thought I was much better than that. So it's very interesting, and technology is our friend with all of this.
Right. It shows, you know, people think they're not under stress because they're so used to being under stress. They, unless they're like really traumatized, they think it's all okay. So this is a clear indicator of exactly where you're at and what you need to do to change it. One session of BrainTap or one session with Resomix will change the reading. However, that's not permanent. You have to do the Resonex and the brain tap for 4 to 6 weeks to get permanent changes. And that doesn't really require a lot of time every day to do that. And we'll talk more specifically about each one, how you do it, and the effects you have from it.
All right. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Radio Not Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
How do you feel? heal, Jess.
Okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belf on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dream and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Matt Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane, and we have Benny in the studio.
Hey, Benny.
Hey, what's going on?
Busy times. We'll be back one day soon, I hope. Today, we are talking about technology and why it is important for vibrant health. And so we talked a little bit about the brain tap, but we talked a little bit about the resonance, and Mary Jane's going to talk about more about...
I'm going to talk about the resonance to start with. We only touched a little bit on it, but I'm going to touch a little more on the resonance and what it does. And it was the developer is Sherrod Peck. He's out of Utah. He is, he's a physical therapist and has a master in psychology. He has been working on this for many years, developing this. He had a broken neck when he was young, and again when he was 18, wrestling. Then he had a stroke, and he knew that then he got his physical therapy license, but he knew there was something else to help people. And he started looking into vibration. And when he started out to develop this, he started with... electric toothbrushes. And I think he said he went through like 2,000 of them because it was the vibration from the toothbrush. It was, he's looking for different vibrations and algorithms that connect the body to the brain. So it's very specific what the ResiMix does. It's certain algorithms and patterns that connect that part of the body to the brain. So it's pretty, and it's like the purring of a cat, he says. The purring of a cat is very healing, and that's what's similar about the Resumex. So the Resumex is, again, it's all about your nervous system. And the Resumex is a tool to connect or change those pathways to your brain to reconnect them so your body can function at a higher level. So say you've got a knee injury and you hurt your knees a long time ago and it's a chronic condition. Keeps coming back, you still have it, you get along, you've had everything done, but it's still there. So now your body knows that that injury is there and it stays the same. You can get it treated, it could be better for a short time, but it's not a permanent change. Well, there's three ways you get to the brain. It's sound, light, and vibration. So with the Resumex, what you're working, say you had a bad knee, when I've seen Sherrick at the shows, and it's what we do, he'll really work on that knee, scrub that knee with the side. The Resumex looks like this. And what he always recommends to everybody is start with the feet, and you scrub the feet, and then you scrape up with the side every part of the body. You cover all the skin. Now, you don't have to bruise the skin, and you can do it on top of your clothes. So you're going to do your whole entire body, your fingers, between your fingers, your hands, your arms.
Your head.
There's certain other ones for your head, I'll talk about that in a minute. But what you can do with this is for a knee, you really do that knee, and then there's actually a band. You put this on high, you put it on your leg, and you wrap the Velcro wrap around it, and you just walk around with it. So what you're doing is interrupting that pain reflex. It actually gets rid of pain in no matter where it is in your body. So the idea is to interrupt the pattern and change the pattern so it reconnects with the brain, and now your parasympathetic can take over. And so if you have any kind of injury, you scrape the whole body, and then you can work specifically on that injury. What I love about Resumex and Sherrick Peck is on YouTube, he has great videos for just about anything. And they're short. So you could look up anything on YouTube and find out exactly in a short time what you do, how to do it if you're in doubt. You can't overdo. You could do, even since Sherrick developed this, working with the other chiropractors and the neurologists, Sherrick learned even more about what it does because it's so phenomenal in helping like the worst trauma patients, because it adds that added on top of all the technology these doctors were using, you add this vibration and it escalated their healing. They start getting better faster. So it's pretty amazing.
But you don't have to have an injury in order to benefit from the Resumex.
No. But I'm saying, so many people, they've got some, most people have
ankle, broken ankle. There's a lot of people who have neuropathy in their...
Oh, you could have had neuropathy, absolutely.
And people who have strokes, who are paralyzed on part of their bodies, start using that Resumex. Great thing.
COVID, people with speech difficulty. Babies who are having some babies who are not just growing, but mentally not doing as well, like not crawling, not eating, not chewing, don't have a reflex. Babies that usually when babies are born, they're born with several different primitive reflexes. By the time they're three, they're gone. Like grabbing on, the startle reflex, nursing, like sucking. So if sometimes the babies don't have those, and those are babies who have trouble nursing, who have trouble eating, well, with the Resumex, what you do is you put a little bit of frankincense on the tongue, essential oil, and you take the Resumex and turn it on low for the babies, and you put it on the tongue. And what that does is stimulates the brain. And then what you also do is do the carotid arteries. So when you put the diamond on the vibration, you could just scrape the carotids. You do that a lot. And that's especially good for COVID because they have an oxygen issue. So when you do that, you're improving oxygen flow to the brain. So all this, what this is doing is just helping people get better so much faster and out of crisis, and then escalating them to even better health where they can stay there and be the best they can be. But for babies, for kids, for kids who are colicky, kids who are anxiety, stressful, emotional, who are not happy, perfect for them because you want to calm down their nervous system. I mean, you can talk to them all you want, but their nervous system is such on such edge, they can't calm down. So you just do a treatment on them, and they'll love it, and then they start to calm down, and you just do that every day, maybe a couple times a day, depending on how they are, and you do it before it escalates. So now you've got your child happy. Now you're working on that brain, calming that brain down. Because think about kids that are hyper, they're just can't sit still, they're demanding, they need all your attention. Their little brains are in such overdrive that they just can't turn off. And that's what the Resomix helps do, calm down that nervous system, turn off that sympathetic where they're in overdrive. So you can help people before it gets into a major situation, especially kids.
Well, and I've mentioned this before. I Resomix my dog, Paddington. He's a golden retriever, and he never liked his feet touched. He's always super sensitive to his feet, but now I can do the Resomix on his feet. He gets Resomix every day because he doesn't as soon as he sees a Resomix, he goes crazy. So
your Resomix are out all the time.
Yeah. So for him, he doesn't like loud sounds. And fireworks and gunshots really, set him off. So when that happens, the first thing I do is grab the Resomix and work on his nervous system because he actually he'll crawl in between the smallest space to try and hide to get away. But with the Resomix, it actually will help calm him down so it's not such a big deal anymore. So, again, works on kids, toddlers, animals, and he loves it, absolutely loves it. He's turned into a little Resomix monster. So it's a fabulous piece of machinery. I usually scrape my body every day. And then at night when I go home, get ready for bed, I'll go ahead and sit on it on my tailbone so it's getting my spine activated. And then I'll go ahead and do my back. I'll just lean on it and then just keep constantly moving it down my spine to get that flow going with my nervous system. But then with that, I also do the brain tap and Resomix at the same time. And we'll talk more about that on the other side. Time for us to take a short break. For listening to Mary Kay Back Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun, and it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection Coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community
Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the Conscious Parenting Community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Girl, I stalked you in your little white line, red-handed, red-handed.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Meridian Excellent Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Branson, who's also my mom and my boss. And we have Benny in the studio. And today we're talking about technology and how it is important for vibrant health. So we've been talking about the ResoNet. And we're going to be talking about the brain health as well. But Mary Jane, what do you
mean? I got a story about the ResoNet. A friend of mine had foot drop. And foot drop is where his one leg, actually his foot, if he were sitting up on a table and he had his legs down, well, his one leg he could curl up his toes, the other one he couldn't. And he had been to the doctor, and the doctor said, there's nothing we could do for that. If it's been like that for 3 years, your nerves are dead, and so that's it. So I was there when he came home from the doctor. I did one treatment with the Resomex. He sat on the kitchen counter is what he did, and he rolled his feet up, and he could roll his toes up on that foot, and he hadn't done that for years. And when I talked to Sherrick about it, Sherrick said foot drop usually you could turn around in 3 months. So it's about reconnecting that part of the body, the nervous system, to the brain again. And that's what the ResoMex does. So we're talking about, some basic things every day that help people. But there's so many more things that people have that they think they can't do anything about that they can. So it's like any kind of injury, any kind of, if you've got a hand or anything you're not using very well, if they can take these paralyzed people that can't walk and do technology on them, like the brain cap, and they do vibrations, some other things, and then add their ResoMex, and they can get them to walk, that's pretty phenomenal. So it's all about technology and how you put it together that make a difference to take you to another level. Like I say, what I do with nutrition, it all works, but there's more. So that's why it's so much fun.
And the brain is your main engine. I mean, so it's about getting that brain connected again. And one way to do it, well, the ResoMex does it, but doing ResoMex and brain tap at the same time is also phenomenal.
When you see these neurology chiropractors, when they're working on people, they've got a brain cap on them. They're on a vibration plate. They've got the ResoMex. Sometimes they got two or three ResoMex on them because they just wrap them to their arms. And they're doing, they also do light technology, laser therapy. But they're doing all these things at one time to stimulate the brain. And these are people with severe trauma injuries too.
So it just every day, if people did the, again, when we talk about the resonance, but now you add the brain tap, we have to start using the brain tap first. The brain tap is light, sound, and vibration. And it's the brain tap, you actually purchase a headset, and then you get a 30-day trial for the software, and you download that on your phone or iPad, and then it has many, many different programs, and you can either get, like for $10.99 a month, you get one set of programs, or $30, you get all of them. And it's a monthly thing, you could change it off, but the programs are phenomenal, what's on there. It's about stress, worry-free, weight loss, stop smoking, improve your business, wake up, children learning, sports. Brain tap is used by tons of professional athletic sports, a lot of high school sports. It's like so big all over the world, and it is. Has been scientifically tested in many different universities and proven how well it works, that eventually it will be claimed as, or it will be a medical device because it helps so many people with different medical issues. Actually rebuilds the brain cells and retrains your brain. If you have some a lot of people with the stress they're under, they have to do it three times a day. People say, well, I don't have time. I can never be getting one. Well, if you don't have time, you're not going to rebuild your brain cells. What I do is I have it, I put it on last thing at night, first thing in the morning, and then I do a short one during the day. And it's like I'm just committed to it. And if I don't do it, I feel something's off. So I do that. When I do that in the morning, then I take my Resomix and I spread my whole body. And there's different things that you could do on your head and face. And you could look at our website. There's some videos on there. But it's great for migraine headaches also because it's working on the cranial nerves. And the cranial nerves come out, cover your eyes, and then your in your TMJ, your jaw. And those cranial nerves, if they're not connected or they're stirred up, then you get headaches, you get vision problems, you get tight muscles in your neck, you have
TMJ.
Yeah, which adds to more stress. So there's one you do in the mouth, and you put this other device on, and then you use this in the mouth, and that relaxes all those muscles in the back of the throat to get rid of a headache. Because it's about all that stress in your brain. And your cranial bones, when they get jammed, that's more stress, son. So that's why I say people who are doing things, looking for answers, and like for headaches, for some issues, they've done everything. Well, we could do nutrition, but they've got to take it a step further if they really want to get a handle on this quickly. And that's just, there's an answer. That's what's positive, right?
Yeah, have the answer and have the technology, but again, you have to use it. And when I talk to some of our clients and they'll say, are you brain tapping? Yeah, I was able to do one, but I can't find, I keep forgetting, to do a second one. And my response is, if you can't find at least 40 minutes out of your day for yourself, there's a problem. We all have at least 10 minutes in the morning to do a quick brain tap, and you all have at least 20, 25 minutes in the evening, whether that's right before bed or not, to get a second brain tap in. I usually do one in the morning, I do one when I get off work, and then I'll do sometimes one too in the evening. But there was a bunch of new ones that were on brain tap, and I actually did it the other day. It was Tones and Beats, and it was clearing my nervous system of negative energy, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And while I had the brain tap on, I also had the Resomix on. I was laying on it on my back, so that just added even more of loading myself up to get rid of all that negative energy and get that nervous system and my spine, you know, green.
And when you're doing the brain tap with the Resomix, you can put the Resomix on low so it's not overwhelming. But, like, I have people do the Resomix and people who have, like, had strokes and have one side of their body that's weaker. I'll have them tape the Resomix on the leg and put it on a different red and blue and green cycle while they're doing the brain tap, and that really stimulates that part of the body. So, but you could do the brain tap, when you do the brain tap by itself, it's great. There's 10-minute programs, and there's some 30, but mostly 20. And what, again, the brain tap is...
Here it is. Is that how it says?
Pardon me?
I'm just going to... And here, there are lights in the actual ear pieces, and then when the program is lit up, there are lights that come on in the visor. So obviously when you're listening to the brain tap, you have your eyes are closed, put on your headset, put your thing down, close your eyes, and that starts the process of in total relaxation.
Some are music, but most of them are guided meditations. And it's like hypnosis, and it's for weight loss, for everything. And Patrick Porter, who I work with at Brain Tap, or Michael Porter also, what they say is if you want to lose weight, when you have to do the Brain Tap 3 times a day. It's a must. The other thing they recommend is the vibration plate. Because the vibration plate, again, it's all about vibration. And the vibration plate, when you do 10 minutes on a vibration plate, it's like 30 minutes of exercise. And when you do the vibration plate, it's like lifting yourself. It affects your whole body. So it's like quickest way to get to the brain. And that's what you want to do. It's all about how can we do this? How can we do it pretty quickly and then have great results?
And I just want to mention, we are going to offer the brain tap at $100 off. We have a limited number of brain taps in the office. And for those of you who are interested, you can go ahead and give the office a call at 888-777-4232. We're going to offer everyone a brain tap. The normal cost is $647. We're going to offer it to you for $547 to get you started on your road to stress-free me, rejuvenating your body, and getting that brain changed. It's also really good for PTSD as well, an 88 cents. So many things the brain tap is good for, and the programs on it are phenomenal.
They did a research with the soldiers and the bomb squad and the dogs, and what they did was they had the soldiers do the brain tap, and they had the dogs by their side with on a leash, and the dogs changed dramatically after a 6-week. They were on a 6-week research program. So did the soldiers. So it was, they do so much research all the time on everything and with great results. So it's a no-brainer.
So
that special is just for a limited offer, and it's first come, first serve. Yeah.
Exactly. So if you'd like to take advantage, don't hesitate to give the office a call. I can't speak enough about the brain tap. I love my brain tap. I love my Resomix. Those are my two pieces of go-to. I do it every day. I do notice the difference. I feel better. I feel my body is not tight and stressed all the time. And it gives you good ideas if, when you're not brain tapping. With negative thoughts coming into your head on one of the meditations, it's always like visualize a stop sign. So when those negative thoughts pop in, that self-talk, visualize that stop sign. You take that negative talk, you put it behind you 200 to 500 feet, and then you replace those negative thoughts with 3 positives about yourself. Because I know everybody has negative self-talk about themselves. I don't know one person who doesn't have that voice in the back of their head going, you're just not good enough, you're not going to do it, you screwed this up, you did this. You've got to stop it before it even starts because we get what we think about.
And all those things create illness.
And that's the idea of brain tap, because it's the same thing. People with the same gallbladder, the same liver issues, stomach issues. It's all stress on the body. And you keep going round and round and aren't able to change it because your brain has been trained very well to go back to that pattern. So it's the same with injuries in your body, shoulder injuries, same thing. It's where you store your emotions. And the brain tap is helping you with those emotions, to release those emotions. It's all about vibrant health and being the best you can be.
Are you okay? I mean, I guess, who doesn't have 40 minutes to do something for themselves? I know you go to the gym. You go for walks. You can find the time to do a brain tap in the morning. It's a no-brainer. And at nighttime, some people are having trouble sleeping. Believe me, you put the brain tap on at night, you'll be out like a light. I wake up hours later, still the headset's on, and take it off and go right back to sleep. So
sometimes if you've had a sleeping problem for years, it takes more than one session to change that pattern. But again, it's the quality, it's the consistency to change that pattern, and then you'll get back into sleeping and having, because your body heals at night when you're sleeping. If you're not sleeping deep and well, your body can't regenerate.
And that's when your brain is changing too. That's when all the negative thoughts are processed. That's when positive thoughts are processed. Everything's happening when you're sleeping. So all the conscious part of our brain that we don't tap into, the brain tap allows you to tap into that. And so that's when all the healing takes place as well. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Meridian Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Have you been a nice roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Pebble. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettPebble.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio,
exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Sherry Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Like it was the first time she laughed and looked at me like I lost my mind. I said, baby, I love you, can't live without you. I know I don't say it enough, but someday it's just me.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here with Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane, my boss. And today we're talking about technology and how it is so important for vibrant health. We're talking about the Resonex, and we're talking about brain tech. Mary Jane, what would you like to talk about?
Well, like we were saying during the break, you know, you have to step out of the box and you just can't wait. You've got to make a You know, decide what do you want. You want to stay the same or do you want to make a difference? And these are just a couple tools that can help you make a difference. And it's worth you looking into to changing your family's life. Because when you're talking about, well, what's it good for, what conditions, it's good for every condition. I mean, I could go through a whole list. It doesn't matter what you have. It's going to help you because it changes your nervous system. Same with the brain tap. Especially those people that have anxiety and heart palpitations and racing heart, and they just can't. I see that so much in young people, in teenagers and early 20s. They're so stressed out, it's unbelievable. And those are things that they need to calm their nervous system down, to switch them, to keep them that way. Because today, it doesn't matter which way you turn and look, they're stressed. And
It's everywhere. We thought we would be getting better after COVID, but we had COVID, which was a huge change in everybody's life. And now we're, you know, with the way the economy is, gas prices, it doesn't matter. There's more stress. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. And how are you going to deal with that? And I know when I'm stressed. I can feel it. I feel it in my body. And I do my techniques from brain tap. If I don't have my brain tap available, if I'm in a car, don't have my Resonex there, I've got some tools that I've learned from the brain tap meditations that help bring me down and get me centered again, and I can feel that stress leaving my body.
And that's exactly it, Nancy. It's not something that's like magic that takes it away. It does take it away right away, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to get into a situation and be stirred up. It's those things are still there, but you pop out of it faster and you have tools that you know what to do to change it. And you're much more aware when you go there to those places like the stress, and it's not a comfortable place anymore. So you want to get back to being more in balance. And that's what it's about. It's about having being able to stay out of that path with this craziness and get on your own path and go to this enchanted forest or enchanted river or lake and enjoy this peace and attract what you want in your life and make a difference. Whether that's in your job, in your family, it doesn't matter.
Well, and we're talking about the NEP, the neuro-emotional technique, you know, how you can clear the emotion, but it's like peeling the layers of the onion away. Same thing with the brain tap and the Resonex. If you feel a stressful situation coming on, you have the tools to kind of keep it at bay. Whether you're at home, you get bad news, something, you put your brain tap on, listen to some soothing music, listen to a great meditation. The Resonex also comes with like a little fanny pack. I like to go ahead and put mine around my chest, and I'll go ahead and lay on it, and I can just feel the tension leaving my shoulders. I'll keep moving it up and down my spine. So you have the tools, so it doesn't take you, like Mary Jane said, to the other side where you're just so out of control. It keeps it at bay. You can feel the stress leave your body, and that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, and there's no right or wrong. I mean, the Resonex, you use it as much as your body can tolerate. If you're really sensitive, then you do it on low until your body can tolerate more. But there isn't anybody that cannot use it. Sometimes people are so sensitive to touch because they've been in so much pain for a long time that the new Resomex has a lower setting, so it's very light vibration, so anybody can handle it. So these were made for people with the worst pain where you can't get near them or touch them because they're in such pain. And they've been like that for years, and they get people out of that using the Resomex and other techniques. So it doesn't matter what you have, who you are. The only time that you be a little careful with the Resomex is if you have seizures. You don't want to use it above your waist when you have a seizure, or if you're not being treated or you have an issue, a major issue. Originally was seizures. Yeah. I mean, I'm talking about somebody that's just diagnosed or somebody that isn't evaluated and under treatment and finding out what the cause of it is. Because with the Resomex, you could definitely change that.
Yeah, the Resomex I love my Resomex. I keep saying that. I know I keep repeating myself, but it's a pretty powerful piece of technology. The only thing I recommend is if you are scrubbing a stick at night, I always use it on the low setting. I made the mistake one night of scraping my body and I had the Resomex on high. And then it was like wired all night long. I was kind of like awake and ready to go. So at night, if you're going to scrape your body, I recommend doing it on low, or if you're going to sit on it or put it behind you, keep it on low so it doesn't stimulate you so much that you end up staying awake for the
day. But you do your face, you can do your TMJ, you do your jaw, you do all your neck and head muscles to relax your head and neck muscles. Again, it's all about what it is for you and using it. Kirk always says, use it intuitively. Put it where you think you want it or where you think it should be.
And the other thing Sarah always says is when you are using your Resomex, think about gratitude. What are you grateful for? You know, it could be you're grateful for the beautiful day. You're grateful for your family. Whatever it is to you, make sure you acknowledge gratitude. And I think whether you have a Resomex or don't have a Resomex, I think everybody needs to find at least three things in a day that you're grateful for. It could be the spring flowers. It could be the person let you in at a stoplight. It could be anything, but showing gratitude also helps lift your vibration.
Well, when Sherrod's working on people and he has them think of what they're grateful for, they change dramatically very quickly. And even when you're working on the emotions, the Resomex, there is also a procedure to work on emotions and get rid of emotions with it. And that's on YouTube also. And when you think of gratitude when you're doing that, people heal much faster and they feel better right away after they do that session. Yeah.
Our time is winding down. I just want to mention again, we do have a special at the office, $100 off the brain tap. You can call our office at 888-777-4232. It's a limited supply, so it's first come, first serve. The Resomex, you can learn more about the Resomex, go to MaryJaneMack.com. We have information on our website. And what are your words for your people, Mary Jane?
My words for you is stop waiting and thinking about what you're doing for your health and step up and do it. Time goes by, and if you stay the same, you're not going to get where you want to be. And I work with people all the time now trying to help them find their path, what their job is, where they want to live. And it's so exciting to see people open up more and look for the good and what they really want to attract into their life. And that's what I help you do. So don't wait. Take action and be the best you can be.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Radiant Mac Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be with you next month, the third Thursday of every month. I hope everybody has a fantastic day. Stay healthy and enjoy and be grateful. And we thank you all for listening. Take care and have a great day.
Don't matter when I go out with my friends. Sometimes it's crazy. views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW.